going to turn to our Bible reading, and for that I'm going to Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 20. It's the parable of the sower, and I'd just like to share a few things from it. Before I start, I have spent some time. Well, it's harvest, so yeah, that's straightforward. That's easy, isn't it? And I had a young lady speak to me this morning when I made the same comment, and she said, "No, it's not. Granddad didn't think it was either." You know who I'm talking about now. That wasn't the intention. But my mind has been turned to a number of passages that speak of harvest and that sort of thing. And one of the ones that I came to was Jeremiah 8 and 20. And it was one that was shared with us a few years ago, 2014 in actual fact. I happened to pick up the disc. I thought, oh, well, let's have a list. Well, I've picked up about three or four previous discs. Oh, let's try and, Lord, give me some inspiration. But you know how it is sometimes. You hear a scripture, you hear a phrase, and it does something. Other times, in some senses, they're just words on a page. But this verse is one of those that has a challenge to it. Many do, but on this occasion when I read it, the harvest is past. The summer is gone. Today is a bit of a cold day. We've put the heating on earlier than we would normally. We've had rain and, you know, the rest of it. The harvest is done. The summer is gone. And the third phrase there in Jeremiah is, and we are not saved. The challenge, are we saved? Are we in the Lord's keeping and caring? If we're not, then we need to make those moves. But that's not the parable of the sower, which is what I've chosen to come to. So let's come to that. Mark 4 and verse 1. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprung up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. When he was alone with the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables, he told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those who are on the outside, everything is said in parables, so they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and even hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path. Where the word is sown, as soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like the seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still other, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown." Let's just come before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you that your word has the ability to speak right into our hearts. And we ask today, right now, that would be the case, that you would take your word and cause it to ring in our hearts and in our ears. Lord, anything that is of self, of me, cause it to fall to the ground, cause it to have no effect. But that comes from you, Lord, wing it directly into our hearts and into our life situations, that we may be filled and supported and uplifted by you and by your enabling. Lord, we thank you that you are the master of everything. You are the creator. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. And there is nothing that is not in line with your will that you can't do. Lord, help us to receive your word to our hearts just now, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. In the parable of the sower, we have these four different aspects of this feels like it's about to, I shouldn't lean on it quite so heavily. We've got the situation of the path. So I was saying about my garden and things that just naturally sow. Here, with the seed that falls on the path, yes, it grows, but the ground isn't suitable for it to be lasting. It doesn't, for the path situation, we hear of the birds coming and picking it up and eating it before it gets a chance to grow. On the shallow, on the stony soil, yes, it grows, and it grows quickly, but it has no deep root. It has no lasting situation to be able to come and stand the tests of time. In the fair weather situation, it will grow, but not to the point of bringing fruit. There's the ground that has the thorns. And it's a reminder that around us there are so many voices and situations talking and wanting to put out of our minds the things of God. I've known that I put my hand up to be here this morning a little while back, and I set various times to think, well, I've got that time I can do. And one of the times I was saying to myself was Monday. What happened Monday? After I'd said about the bowling club, a couple of the fellas coming round and helping, making the way. And for a couple of weeks, they hadn't been round. I've arrived back from work, and there is one of them. I'm thinking, what's that noise I'm hearing down the side? I open the door. There he is, shoveling the soil off the path. There's a paving path all the way down the side, which had got covered with earth. Well, I wasn't bothered. There's a flower bed that runs down the wall side, and it had come over. There were old fence panels down there that we'd been using on just to walk on. It was a neighbour had left them there. John doesn't use his garden. Let's leave it in his garden. So that wind had blown down, walking over them. But here was this man with his shovel clearing the path, making it easier. So I thought, well, I better get my shovel out and give a hand. And so the idea of spending time before the Lord for this morning, for Monday, went out the window. And usually when I get home from work, as I say, I work nights, I tend to sit and have some food and I have the television on. And there's this on or there's that on. And, oh, well, they're interesting enough, but are they feeding my soul? No. And they're certainly not helping me with preparation for today. There are some programs that have some nice thoughts in them. What we're talking about here, we're talking about weeds growing up and choking the real life. My garden is full of weeds and things. I've got various budly bushes in the garden itself because they've self-seeded, and they've got ivy growing around them. And one of the strange things, well, it's not really strange, they all reach up to the light. It looks like it's dead, but somewhere on it there's a branch that's got some life in it. And there it goes, right up high, and there's the flowers still on them. But here we're talking about a sower. We're talking about there being good soil. And for us to be that good soil, so that when we hear God's word, it doesn't just flitter away. It's not like a stony heart, like the path that's hard and the seed doesn't get into the ground. It's not like the shallow soil. I've got brambles and the like growing out of across where the path was, and growing out of the path, you know, stony ground, concrete, whatever. But yet here we're talking about the need to have a heart that's open to the Lord, the good soil. And then, you know, we thinking of wheat and the like, we haven't got the sheaves of corn. One, because they had been around some time, And when I got them out from where they were, the heads hadn't got any corn left on them. The corn had come off. We have some trays there with some of the heads on, just as a token. But seeing the head of corn and the number of seeds that are there from one plant. Occasionally I'll have a melon. And when I cut it open, the number of seeds that are there inside to multiply. And each seed would make a melon, given the right situation. When we're in God's care, when we're in the condition, the good soil, then God's word can root in it. And the consequence is that we become strong Christians. We become strong in the Lord. We find ourselves to be able to stand against those difficulties in life, those hard winds, the times when things go wrong. Yes, I just realised I didn't give you the hymn. I went, so we'll have to do that later. But for the sower, the good soil is what's all important, and we need to seek to be that good soil so that God's word can be lodged in our heart and can bear fruit. I made mention of the comment with the worker and just making comment, you know, thanks for what you're doing. And there are many times that we don't think of saying thank you to people. Well, it's their job anyway. But brings back to mind a phrase, a chorus. If you've had a kindness done, pass it on. 'Twas not meant for thee alone, pass it on. It will wipe away another's tears. I can't go on because I can't recall it offhand. But yeah, there are things that we can do to help one another along the way. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you that you call us to be the soil that is rich, that is good, that doesn't have stones, that doesn't have weeds, that isn't a trodden down path, that as your word falls upon our hearts, it meets our need, it directs our footsteps. And Lord, we bring before you our week that lies ahead of us. We thank you for the week that you've brought us through, but Lord, we have a week in front of us. And that goes to another week and another week and another week. Lord, we thank you that you know just what each one of us faces this coming week. You know the good things, you know the bad things. And Lord, we ask that you would undertake for us, that you would take us hand in hand in our life's journey, that we walk with you and we allow you to have your way in our lives. Help us to see your hand, even in those difficult times. We thank you that there are those times where you have stopped us doing what we thought was right. And as we look back on the situation, we can see that it was your hand that you have undertaken, that there was something else we hadn't seen. Lord, we thank you that you are the good shepherd. You are the good sower, the good father. And Lord, we thank you that you have that place for us. and that you are preparing that place. And now, Lord, as we part and as we go for our meal together, we ask your blessing upon us, and we ask that you'd part us with your blessing, the blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that you'd abide with us and remain with us till we meet again or till you call, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.